This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, same as Super G. I'm just going to give it everything I have. You know, I want to make sure that I stay calm. You know, sometimes I have a tendency to get too aggressive. I want it too much. So I just have to make sure I stick to the line I inspected. I don't do too much, but, you know, I really have to leave it all on the hill. I have to execute perfectly, and if I can do that, then I have a good chance of getting a medal, but I have to execute.
All right, she did execute, but just not enough. The voice you just heard, I thought we'd start on a sort of happy note, and that sort of happy note is that was Lindsey Vonn. Welcome to America Tonight. Here's the scoop on the American athlete. Hey, in the Winter Games, and a few other countries, we've got 13 medals. Lindsey Vonn adds to the total. She ends up winning a bronze medal. Unfortunately, she finished bronze because a Norwegian named Mowinkle beat her by just a half a second, and pretty interesting. So Vonn finishes third, wins the bronze. This is her final Olympics. She said she skied a great race, skied better than, you know, her buddy Sophia skied better than she did. She thought she executed well. At 33, she's the oldest female to win an Olympic medal in alpine skiing, breaking the mark of an Austrian. So how about that? The downhill was considered her best chance to win a gold medal at the 2018 Winter Olympics. She finished sixth in the Super G. She won gold in the downhill in Vancouver 2010. She had a bad injury, a knee injury that kept her out of the games in Sochi. So the bronze is the third Olympic medal of her career in four Winter Games. She's very, very popular. And now we'll see if she still has a chance at the next race, but it's not likely. Good for her. She says she's 99% sure she's going to retire because of all the injuries. It's just too much. So that's the happy news. On the other fronts that I call the buzz meter across the land, besides talking about the Olympics, people are talking about, sadly, what happened in Florida last week. The president is saying, let's increase background checks. Let's ban bump stocks on assault rifles. Remember, bump stocks, that was part of what was used in Las Vegas. So he's suggesting that the lawmakers should turn their attention, focus, whatever, to strengthening background checks for gun purchases in the wake of this mass shooting at a Florida high school. And then the whole bump stocks thing, we'll see where that goes, because he wants that to be an executive order. And it seems as though he should be able to make it an executive order, but there is some discussion as to whether that really can happen or not. Remember, bump stocks again, that came out because of that Las Vegas music festival in October that left about 60 people dead and 500 people injured. So there is a press for more gun control. Also, that is starting to rise up. Their March for Our Lives is planned for March 24th in Washington. Oprah Winfrey's donated $500,000 to that, and so is George Clooney. And they expect that this is going to be a giant crowd in D.C. So guns, 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 part of what so many are talking about. And how do you keep kids safe at school? You have Nicholas Cruz, 19 years old, who allegedly killed those 17 and injured 14 others when he opened fire at the high school, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. He was expelled from the school. We know the story. He's accused of using an AR-15 assault weapon that he legally purchased last year in the attack. So he's charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. It's just pure evil. I mean, just pure evil, and the acts of bravery in that school are unbelievable. Coaches, teachers, students, all kinds of people, and the tragedy is just sinking in, I think, even more for the students that are left behind. And this was a school like so many other schools. They have drills. They have drills to try and figure out if somebody shoots, how do you evade the shooter. So while that's happening, there is a poll that came out that says the support for gun control tops 2-1. Let me explain that. This is the Quinnipiac University National Poll. Here's how it breaks down. Voters supporting stricter gun laws by an overwhelming 66-31%. Gun owners approve of them 50-44%. Boy, it's the highest level of support for gun control ever measured by this nonpartisan polling group. And it's just 17 days, or it's just days rather, after 17 were shot dead at that high school that I mentioned. So people, I guess, have been moved by the mass shootings. So support for stricter gun laws up 19 points in more than 2 years is really very, very high. If you want to chime in on the discussion, do you think there should be a ban on assault rifles? Should you ban bump stocks? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. That march is on the 24th, so what's that going to look like? I think it's going to be a huge crowd. A lot of people, I think, are going to march on D.C. But will it lead to anything that they want it to lead to? And then, of course, you go through the rigmarole of, okay, what makes a school safer? What can we do? In the meantime, what is it that we need to do? And I don't know, is it cameras at exits? Is it, you know, where do you step over the line of invading privacy and safety for students? The reasons for carrying a handgun for most people is protection. I think most people, they're not just shooting for fun. They may be enjoying it, but if they regularly carry a gun, they do it for protection. And if you think of the amount of handgun owners there are, I just saw a study in the American Journal of Public Health, out of 38 million Americans, 9 million carry a loaded pistol with them at least once a month. 8 out of 10 say for personal protection that's their reason for doing it. And also 3 million carry a handgun. So I think that's pretty interesting. Of course, it's always going to be divided. The guns are always going to be divided. Guns, politics, and religion, they say, all wrapped into one, poisonous for any dinner party. I guess it depends on where you're having that dinner party. This is what we're talking about in America. I like to say America tonight is that smattering of info that is sticking because so many of you want to weigh in on guns or you want to weigh in on something else, even the lighter fare like Lindsey Vonn and retiring and how lousy the Americans are doing at the Winter Games. All right, so hang with us. Coming up, a little odds and ends here on ATN.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
A lot of people are talking about guns, talking about the Olympics on the lighter side, and some other things that I think are really kind of tipping on the radar, and we'll dive into that too as well here on ATM. But let's go out to Izzy. Hello, Izzy.
Hi. Geez, over the hour, I might get through my little stick here. Number one.
You got it. Let's hear it.
Number one, before I get to my rant, I don't think you pick on Paul except for his Taco Bell sauce. That was it. But I'm telling you, don't forget, y'all have a challenge coming spring, and that's just a couple months off.
That's right.
And I'm going to give you another one. After listening to You Can't Repair a Wall or Know How to Drywall or Rehab a House, come on.
Come on.
I've been doing it since 1970.
You know what? You know what? This is the word I would use, and I use this in a positive way for everybody listening. You are a badass woman. You have done so much, Izzy, that none of us could live up to you.
A lot can. But when you're single most of your life, you learn to do.
Yeah, you have to do it, right?
Yep, and I couldn't afford carpenters all the time. I learned carpentry, and yes, I have studded out walls and drywalled with the best of them.
Oh,
and I have the
one
after pictures to prove it. Anyway, let me get on my rant. Let's not keep bitching about the guns. How about we go after Big Pharma for all these medications that are so dangerous, and that literally put people in these positions of nutting up. I mean, seriously, we should be blaming Big Pharma for a lot of the psychotropic drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
And these marches, they're not helping. They're just not helping. And you mentioned just recently I mean, just a few minutes ago about more people are armed. You know, I didn't think about wearing or having a gun, going to Walmart to pick up my medications. But since I was accosted, what, about a year ago, you know, I wear a sidearm when I go to Walmart. In the state
you
of Missouri,
do.
It's legal. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Because you're concerned.
Well, I guess it's part of that old cop syndrome that never really leaves you. But you know what? If people don't stand up and start making the country right again, it's never going to change. It's going to get worse. You know, you took respect out of the schools. That's number one. Kids don't mm-hmm. respect most of the school teachers. Number two,
well,
you took discipline out. Without discipline, you're going to have a madhouse. I know. Mm-hmm. I've been there. Look, I'm 71 years old. And I know what school was like back in the 50s. I know what school was like when my kids went to school, and I watched this happen. And when they started taking respect and discipline and patriotism out of our schools and making everything a safe place. Oh, my God. If you don't have a safe place, you're going to die. That's how ridiculous it is. And until we start putting back certain elements in the school and get the socialists out and recognize this United States of America, this is not Mexico or some other damn country. You know, be proud of your country and get on Big Pharma. Forget about always trashing guns. Guns don't kill people. People do. And so does mm-hmm. Big Pharma. I know I'm about bouncing around, but these are all collective items that we just are not addressing.
Yeah. I so agree with you on pharma especially, too, because how many drugs are pushed down the throats of the kids when there's a problem, and then what does that lead to? Because they say how it affects them, some
okay,
of the drugs.
Let me say this. Back in, I don't remember the year, I'd have to go back and look up. I wrote an editorial article, and I think it was in Time Magazine, 1990, 91, somewhere, or maybe 89 even, somewhere near on Ritalin. And the name of the article was called The Ritalization of American Children.
Mm.
And every time you went to the doctor, kids were being diagnosed by regular GPs with ADHD or ADD. They didn't have that. They were brats.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do child psychology. I was adult psychology, but they called behavioral disorders and reality therapy. But I had one client that had two kids, twins, and they were diagnosed with ADHD. And I looked at her one day and I said, they don't have that. They're just brats. And she looked at me and I was like, yeah, that's right. And I watched how many kids now. The big thing today, our fad, is autism. When a lot of kids don't have it. Okay, so they have a few symptoms. That doesn't mean they're autistic.
Right.
Unless, of course, you're severe. Part of the problem is they're shoving these drugs, like you said, down the throats of kids. And that is not right. Because ultimately, they're going to die early deaths from some of this crap. These are chemicals going into your kids. These are chemicals that are nutting your kids up. This recent shooter, same psychotropic drugs that the other shooters were on. Same exact ones. And I get so damn mad at people because they want to blame guns, but they never want to blame drugs. And there are a lot of good drugs out there, but there are some seriously bad ones. And guess who makes the bucks while your child dies? Pharma, big pharma.
Right, big pharma. You're absolutely right. I agree. Absolutely.
So,
there's no question about it. The overdiagnosis of some of what you mentioned and, you know, ADHD, ADD, whatever, and then the road to taking drugs and being reliant on them and then what it does to them chemically.
It does. It ruins all your organs over time.
Yep. Yeah.
And, I mean, it just basically you're taking poison. But I'll get off my rant for tonight. And I miss all the callers. Where are they?
Well, we got to hit up. I got to hit the lines up harder and invite them into the discussion. But I will do that, Izzy.
We need callers. I love hearing what other people's opinions are.
I do,
and of
too.
Course, Dan got a girlfriend, so we never hardly hear from him. Gee, Dan, you're a grip here.
Yes, that darn Dan getting a girlfriend. Izzy, thank you so much. Yeah, we do get so many emails, Izzy, more than a lot of times more than calls, but I don't always invite the calls in because we get massive amounts of emails. But so you know, you are always invited to be part of this discussion at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, whether we're talking about guns, the Olympics, the disappointment of wow, I'll tell you what the disappointment of. I just was reading the story about the Dallas Mavericks, and you say, ah, who cares about the Dallas Mavericks? But you know this whole Me Too thing, they have a massive investigation into sexual misconduct claims, totally detailed out in a national magazine, Sports Illustrated, and it led to a couple guys getting fired. And it was when the team president and CEO was Tadarma Usery, and two women said that he made all kinds of lewd comments to them, touched them, oh, brutal things. So Mark Cuban is saying that we've gotten this information, or his organization has said this, and we don't have these, we don't tolerate inappropriate behavior and all this other things, and it's not a situation we condone. I can tell you how many times, particularly since Me Too has been coming out, they asked the HR director, do we have a problem? Do we have any issues? And they did, and they fired the HR director. So, and this is a guy who, by the way, does not work for the team now. And there was questions about who knew what, and why wasn't something done sooner or any of that kind of thing. So the Me Too, hashtag Me Too, has led to going back in history for some and righting some wrongs. As I said, it's such a slippery slope because we don't want to get into a situation where people are stretching what's happened, but yet, you see how rampant it is with what really has gone on in so many industries unchecked. Even if there were policies, I suppose. It's crazy how the Harvey Weinstein opened up that box when allegations started to come out about him in October, and then it's just really exploded. And we're not even at the tipping point yet with Me Too, sexual harassment, figuring it out. Not at all. Stay with us. More coming your way next on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dynamic Communication. 27 strategies to grow, lead, and manage your business. And who doesn't need that? Jill, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So I guess the first question is, let's talk about good communication skills. Jill, do you know the big secret? There aren't any.
I don't know that it's such a secret anymore. You know, in our world today, the way that we access information has just fundamentally shifted so much. And even in our attention spans and the way we learn, it's all gotten shorter and it's all gotten more micro and bite-sized. And to me, so many businesses, I mean, it's one of the top skills always requested from new hires is good communication skills. But I wrote this book to address that good communication skills aren't enough. It's not about being able to write a grammatically correct sentence or say a speech without using or but even though those are important things, good communication doesn't equal results. And in our economy today, every single business I know is not looking to stay status quo. They're looking to change and push those results.
Yeah, so that's a great place to start, to change and push the results. So of all of the different strategies, and I know this is a tough question to boil down because that's why you put it into 27 strategies, I imagine. What was the one that really bowled you over where you said, wow, this is it? This is it in a nutshell.
My favorite strategy, Kate, by far, not because it's completely what I feel revolutionary, but it's presented in a different way for people to really make it palatable, is that we now live in an information economy, or as some call it, an information democracy. And because of that, you're a business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, you own your own thing, you're a solopreneur, or you're the manager of a massive corporation, the face of sales has fundamentally changed, and it's no longer sufficient to have salespeople who follow the old model know how to go out there and give information, give features, give facts, maybe drop a benefit or two. That's not going to entice a customer because 87% of them have done a significant amount of research on you and or your product or service before even having a first dialogue. So the way we approach sales needs to fundamentally shift, and there's a whole section on the book with different strategies for that.
Ooh, so that's definitely useful. I know that a lot of ears have perked up, I'm sure, listening to this, listening to America Tonight, because so many people are in sales. In fact, really, Jill, all of us are in sales in some way.
We are, whether you are employed by someone or maybe looking for a new job, the way you're presenting yourself online fundamentally shifts how employers are looking for you. Again, good communication, having this perfect resume and a well-written cover letter, well, those fundamentals are still important. It is not enough because people are searching your digital footprint. People are searching your social media profiles. People are searching for any other documented history that lends credibility to what you submit on that resume. So even as a job seeker, the world has fundamentally shifted.
Yeah, I love the names of your chapter. So clever. One of them, Oh the Humanity, where you talk about public communication strategies that help you connect. Oh, so vital. So give us a strategy that helps us connect.
You know, when it comes to public communication, so many companies, again, are so stuck in the old PR mindset where you stick to company lines and you're quoting your mission, vision, values, and those things are important, and the bigger picture why is still very crucial. But now when organizations face a crisis, for example, it's not like back in the 80s, you know, in Tylenol where information was semi-siloed until the media, the mass media, could drip stuff out about it and they had time to make a correction. Now when a crisis hits, like Southwest Airlines, for example, last July when they had a major technical outage that impacted 250,000 customers, people within seconds of being impacted about it were sharing information via social media. And so the way companies have to be public and respond has to shift. It's not just about giving facts, but you can lead with those, but it's making a genuine human connection with your consumer or potential consumer that keeps them in that communication game with you, that helps them co-create that story instead of just a singular narrative that a company pushes out.
Yeah. What was really cool is that you talked to a lot of interesting people in the book. How did you decide who you were going to talk to?
You know, I think in our environment today, and this is one of the things when it comes to, like I said, the information economy, information democracy that we have, people do not exist in a vacuum anymore. And the most successful businesses and entrepreneurs have stopped looking at people as competition and started looking at them as collaborators. Mm. And for this book, I wanted to bring on 27 other rock stars who had insights that were even in many cases different than mine, because that's what adds real value now, seeing that as a collaboration. And Kate, as you know, we chatted and I wanted to put you in the media chapter because you have a ton of experience in radio and in media, much more than I do. So I think it's silly of me to say, oh, well, you're going to shine in this book. I shouldn't put you in. Instead, I say, you're a collaborator. You're part of this community. And then your community comes on board. My community gets introduced to yours. And we find like-minded people who are able to help each other out.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea, too, just the different voices. It's just tremendous. I think what a clever thing for you to do to pull in, as you said, people who look at things a little bit differently, and they may see something differently than you do. And the same thing for this book going out into the world, which I think makes it so invaluable. One of the other chapters I thought that was terrific was just boiling it down right in the beginning to the bare basics. And you talk about the things you need to understand about communication. What do we need to understand about communication?
You know, I am a teacher at heart, right? I taught at a university for 11 years, so some of that still comes out that I'm big on. Get the foundations down before you can understand the rest. The book was written that any problem you're facing, you open up a chapter, and you can read that one chapter. You don't have to read it cover to cover to get actionable insights. But when it comes to the basics, one of them is mistakes people are making, and again, this is how sales and businesses changed in this economy we now face, is that with people doing their research before someone even has a dialogue with you. So, you know, Kate, we know each other in different areas mm-hmm. of life and coming into the show and talking about this, but for a lot of your guests, for example, who have never had a conversation with you in person, there is still a massive communication history that exists, and that's between your guest and other radio show hosts they've experienced, other interviews they've experienced, other media industry experiences they have, other experiences listening to your show or other similar shows, people who interact with you, your producers, your salespeople. All of those interactions are coloring and adding flavor to the history that exists before you even open your mouth with them. And everyone needs to understand that that history does have a perceived reality, and understanding that is valuable.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It is very valuable. You listening? Everybody out there in America tonight lands. It is incredibly valuable. People have no idea. I think when there's somebody out front, what's behind, and the massive amount of work, and you bring up another thing, branding / communication, I think part of that goes hand in hand. Now everybody seems to have personal brands. Have you noticed that?
It's such a shift, and I think I've said this shift in the new economy about 5 times already, but it's true, and that's when you think of books that are out there that address a lot of business problems that were written, foundational books, that advice, the groundwork is still solid, but it just needs an update into what we face today, because a lot of people who started a business 20 years ago would not be able to start that same business and succeed in the same way in the economy that we have now, and it's a fundamental shift. And when people are thinking of the personal brands they create for themselves, it's not just the digital footprint and all of those communication histories that go into it, but it's really about what value are you providing the outside world. So let's say you work within a company. You can still have your own personal brand, but what value are you providing the outside world in your social media posts, in your blogs, in communication that you put out to the world, videos? Most people now are video producers in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Facebook Live or YouTube or something simple that they send to family and friends. We are producers of mass quantities of information, and that all goes into your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought another good chapter and a good way to wrap this up is speak out, speak up, giving presentations that inspire action. So important, right?
It is, and I think this is one of the sections with, I think, 4 chapters behind it, and it's all about not only understanding that a good presentation doesn't check boxes off, and I think so many people, I imagine most people listening, have had an intimidation or nervous factor behind a public speech before. I mean, I do this for a living, and every time I get on stage, I get butterflies because I want to knock it out of the park. But when we do that, oftentimes when we get those nerves, it's because we're comparing ourselves to some perceived reality of what a public speaker needs to be. And we shy away from putting our authentic selves out there. And even though I think that word authentic may be a little overused in our world today, it's true because people don't want this completely scripted, memorized, robotic speech. People want a speech, one of the words you said earlier, Kate, that helps you connect to other people. So it's more about making that emotional connection before you put out those logical pieces of information or rational pieces. And it's a combination of those. Even the most hardwired logicians that I know can still connect to a good story and still feel something. So it's about communicating in a way that, again, it's not this perfectly structured speech. It's about how you have an experience for your audience.
All right, so you're crazy if you don't get this book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. Amazon, obviously, is one place that people will be able to go and pick it up, Barnes and Noble as well. And if they want more information, Jill, they can go to dynamiccommunicationbook.com, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Good luck with the book, and I hope everybody picks it up. As Jill said, I'm in one of the chapters, and I was really honored to be in it, and it's just a terrific, terrific read, no question about it. Thanks, Jill.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, we've been talking a lot here on America Tonight, folks. You know this. Are we going to see some kind of brokered convention? What's going to happen in Michigan? As we know, this is D-Day and the back and forth of Trump and Cruz, and then there's Rubio. It's a wild circus, but where does it all end up? Dr. Herb London is with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. And Dr. London, you know, this is a question we talk about a lot on America Tonight because everybody wants to forecast what's going to happen and, will we have a brokered convention? So there's the first question. Explain the brokered convention, and do you think we'll really have one?
Well, it's a distinct possibility. Let me just say that it's plausible, although I still think unlikely. What happens, of course, in Michigan, what happens in Ohio and Florida could be critical. If Rubio manages to pull out a victory in Florida, even though he is running as an underdog at the moment, then things do change a little. If Cruz maintains a very close, is rather close to Donald Trump going into the convention, but neither have the 1,237 votes required to secure that nomination, that too is going to be put into the calculus. So I think there are a lot of imponderables, but there is certainly the possibility that this could be a brokered convention. It would be a wild scene, and it's not going to come out well.
What happens if, you certainly get the feeling that the establishment Republicans really don't want Trump, but if it's Trump, they have no choice, right, rather than to embrace him?
Well, if Trump gets to 1237, there is no question that he's got the nomination. And no matter what the leadership in the party thinks, and obviously there's a lot of anti-Trump sentiment, he's going to be the nominee of the party. The problem, however, is he's getting the 1237 is going to be far more complicated than even the Trump people think. There are other primaries. There are winner-take-all primaries. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kasich wins in Ohio, Rubio wins in Florida, and Trump wins in Michigan. Now the race looks a little different, not quite the same. Keep in mind that the distance between Trump and Cruz at the moment is only 90 delegates, only 90 delegates. You need 1237 to be the nominee of the party. So it's not as if Trump's got this locked up, not by a long shot. And the anti-Trump sentiment is obviously working very hard. Some of that is you call the establishment, but not all of it is the establishment. I am certainly very angry at the Republican Party, angry because the Republicans gained control of the House and the Senate, and then you look at the last budget bill, and they gave Obama everything he wanted, including an additional $1 trillion to the national debt. I'm appalled and angry at the party, but I'm not a Trump supporter. So to suggest that everyone who is opposed to Trump is part of an establishment is, I think, something of an overreaction. There are many people who do not believe that Trump is qualified to be president of the United States. He doesn't have the requisite background. He doesn't have the temperament. He's vulgar. I mean, there are things that go into this candidacy that I do not think Trump possesses. That's my view. But again, whether it's my view or not, if Trump garners the 1237, I, as a Republican, will support him. But again, whether he can reach 1237 is not at all clear at this moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I agree with you, by the way, about whether he has what's necessary to be the president, etc. Absolutely, no question about it. I think that's the other part of this story. It does show you something of what is out there and what's pervasive in our society, I think. What do you read into that Trump gained this almost immediate popularity?
Well, I think that a lot of it is the fact that he is a national personality. In the case of most people who run for president, you've got to spend a lot of money buying name recognition. Donald Trump didn't have to spend a dime doing that. He is a personality. He is something of a television star. He is someone who is well known. He has promoted himself brilliantly. He is something of an expert on branding. I don't think there's very much there. I don't think he's a successful businessman, and I don't think he's a particularly successful politician, but he is successful at branding himself. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage. The other part of it is people have been looking for someone who I think represents the anger that they feel about what is happening in the United States. The difficulties that we faced in America over the last 8 years under Obama's stewardship have coalesced around a figure, around an instrument, who is simply giving a giant finger to the establishment and the Republican and Democratic parties, saying, I'm tired of politics as usual. And that is what Donald Trump represents. People don't listen to the things that he says. They think of him as a symbol. And as a symbol, he represents everything that people are dissatisfied with a politics in Washington as usual. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage.
We're speaking with Herb London. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Looking at the others, looking at Cruz, you mentioned Rubio in Florida, of course, and all that maneuvering. Of those two, who do you think has the better chance to be there at the end if it's not Trump?
Well, again, I don't have a horse in this race, so I'm not here to promote a candidate.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that it's going to be a lot closer than people anticipate. If you actually look at the number of representatives, notwithstanding the fact that Trump has been far more successful in winning the primaries, but if you look at the fact that these were proportional representation, and so you get a proportional vote, the consequence of that has been that the distance between Trump and Cruz is not very great at the moment. And then if you look at the fact that the races coming up are winner-take-all in Ohio and Florida, if, in fact, Rubio gets the 90-plus votes in Florida, and Kasich gets the 66 votes in Ohio, they both have a claim. Now, how legitimate is that claim? It's very hard to say. But keep in mind, we may be talking about multiple ballots. So in the first ballot, even if they're not successful, there may be a second, a third, and a fourth ballot, in which case you start seeing deals being made, in which case it's difficult to know how things actually unfold. And it may very well be that Donald Trump ends up with, I don't run or a cabinet position or maybe even a vice presidency rather than the presidency. You do not know what will actually happen at a convention. And if you look at the history of conventions, it is very clear that people sometimes come from virtual obscurity and end up with the nomination. John Garfield, for example, no one would have anticipated that he would get the nomination for the Republican Party, and yet he did. Again, you know, it's very, very difficult to know if you have a brokered convention, because you will have a party that's split. The reason why I said, however, this will not come out well is because the Trump people are going to be very angry if he doesn't get it. They'll bolt from the Republican Party. Will they start a third party? Hard to know. Donald Trump's assertions to the contrary, you have to realize almost everything that he says is like pie crust. It's going to break very easily. So you don't know whether, in fact, he will actually live up to that claim. And then the other part of it, Trump wins. If Trump wins, I can assure you, a very significant portion of the Republican Party is going to say, this is not for us. We're going to step aside. We're not going to vote at all. We can't vote for Pinocchio, and we're not going to vote for Joseph Stalin, so we're not voting. That is going to hurt the Republican Party dramatically. So again, either way, it does not work out well for the Republicans. And that's very, very unfortunate, because this is yet another opportunity for the Republican Party that will be blown by the party. And again, from the standpoint of looking at this from a historical perspective, this is very sad indeed.
Yeah, so the Democrats must be, based on everything you're saying, and you're right, they must be licking their chops, in a sense, behind the scenes watching this.
Oh, no question. However, they've got their own problem. Because if Mr. Comey, James Comey of the FBI, comes out with a report indicating that there really is criminal behavior that Hillary Clinton has engaged in, which seems to be the case, I might add, and even if there isn't an indictment, but just a report that comes out from the FBI, that report appears in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the LA Times, I can assure you that she's going to be flushed out of this campaign. The Democrats are not going to give this nomination to Bernie Sanders. You can't imagine that someone who believes that the means of production should be controlled by government should be the next president of the United States. So that's not going to happen. So in the wings is someone who's going to be described as the savior of the Democratic Party. His name is Joe Biden. Biden will, in a brokered Democratic convention, end up as the nominee of the party, probably running with Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Wow, that's interesting, too. And, of course, that has absolutely been suggested by others. Do you think we're going to have a record turnout this time around because of a lot of things that we just talked about?
Well, I think that you will have a record turnout on the Republican side, where in the primaries, the number of people who have gravitated to the primary has been astonishing, absolutely astonishing. The increase is on the order of 30, 40, 50% in some states. It's quite remarkable. A lot of that is due to Trump, for which he deserves some credit. So I think that that's very important. The Democrats have had a lagging turnout, in part because Hillary doesn't muster the same kind of enthusiasm as her husband. And Bernie Sanders, as I indicated before, has his following among hardcore young socialists in the United States, who obviously didn't learn any historical lessons from the 20th century. So, again, the Democratic Party is in an odd position at the moment. If, in fact, the Republicans fail, they will fail because they've imploded, not because the Democrats have been more successful than the Republican Party.
Yeah, interesting. All right, it's been a great conversation. Herb London, again, go to London Center for Policy Research. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.